Years ago, when my sister was in college, she invited one of her friends home for spring break. This very dear friend of hers, and today I'll call her Sarah, that's not her real name, this friend, to protect the confidentiality of those participants in the story. So Sarah was Jewish, and she tried to keep kosher most of the time. If you've ever learned about keeping kosher, does anybody know about keeping kosher? You know that that means that there are a lot of foods you can eat, but some foods you are not allowed to eat, and there are some foods you are not supposed to eat at the same time, like meat and milk. Also, you are supposed to have two different sets of pots and pans and dishes, one for meat and one for foods with milk or other kinds of dairy. So, keeping kosher when you are visiting people who are not Jewish and don't keep kosher is pretty hard. So, Sarah knew that she was not going to be able to keep kosher at our house, and she was okay with that. She wanted to come visit. But my mom really wanted her to feel welcome. My mom did not know very much about keeping kosher, but she wanted to try for Sarah's sake. And so on the first day of the visit, in addition to just showering her with love and affection, which for my mom came as naturally as breathing, she also went to the grocery store and she proudly came home with a kosher chicken, which was so sweet. But what Sarah was way too kind and polite to say in the moment was that a kosher chicken is fine as far as it goes, but if you don't have the separate pots and dishes, it doesn't really get you anywhere. It doesn't really count. So the visit went on. The chicken was eaten, though not in a kosher way. And everybody had a good time. And it was all okay. And so the kosher chicken passed into family legend because it was so like our mom to be as welcoming as she could, even when she didn't get it quite right. And also because our friend Sarah was so gracious about it, and because it was this, to me, incredible moment of both welcome and awkwardness. You know, trying to be welcoming but not getting it quite right. But still, the love behind the gesture coming through loud enough to make it all okay. And indeed, this friendship with Sarah has lasted ever since and grown even stronger over the years. Blessed be. And I tell you this story because I think we all need some encouragement to try our very best to be welcoming. To be welcoming in this congregation, in our families, at school, at work. And of course, yes, we should try to, you know, get it right, to welcome other people skillfully as they would have us welcome them. And this certainly means that we always have more learning to do. But isn't that the good news, that we can keep learning? And I also hope that when we are the ones who are being welcomed, I hope that we can keep a spirit of forgiveness and graciousness for everyone who tries to welcome us and doesn't get the details quite right. Help them learn and listen for the love behind their efforts. Receive that love as a gift. Most of all today, I hope that in this world where so many people find life so hard, where so many people are in desperate need of a safe harbor, I hope that we can welcome each other.